your voice heard. Call Lou Dobbs at 877-55-DOBBS.
First, welcome back. You know, I was just thinking about we're going to be talking with Lloyd Chapman. He's the president of the American Small Business League. It's a business group, a small business group, a nonpartisan business group, too, I should add, that's a little upset, that Nancy Pelosi, they say, is giving away federal money that was set aside for small business, traditional small business in this country. And Nancy Pelosi apparently has decided to drive through two pieces of legislation that will require small businesses to compete head-to-head with multi-billion dollar companies owned by some of the country's wealthiest people and investors. I mean, it's crazy. But I was just thinking about small business. And when you think about small business, I mean, that means, you know, local shoe store, local franchise. It may be a McDonald's or a Kentucky Fried Chicken or a Wendy's, whatever it may be. And, you know, are the small, you know, convenience stores. And I'm thinking, you know, things are pretty dynamic still in an economy in which there's so much concern. There's a lot of pain out there. There's no question about that. A lot of people have lost their jobs. We've got an unemployment rate of 5.6%. We've got, without any question, an economic slowdown here that is being felt. But my wife and I this past weekend were over in Middletown, New York, shopping. And I mean every parking lot, and it's not some highly affluent, super-duper kind of community. I mean, it's a middle-class, plain vanilla kind of place like I like. And Middletown, the Galleria Mall there, every shop was filled. Every parking lot was filled. I don't know how many people were buying unless everybody was just looking. And by the way, it turned out we ended up just looking. But I swung by Kentucky Fried Chicken because I love fried chicken. And I have to say, you know, the thing was lined up there, cars lined up, and I was getting kind of aggravated until I got up to the order and was able to start drooling over there what I was ordering. But I got up there, and it was a big order because we had a lot of people coming over, my sons and their families, my granddaughters. And my wife didn't have time to, I told her not to cook, in point of fact. But anyway, I finally gave up at this order. I'm trying to keep everything straight, the side orders and all of this other stuff. And this young fella's taking the order. And there's a point to this. Bear with me. And he's taking the order, and I finally said, oh, the heck with it. Just, you know, do whatever, because I got myself so balled up on this order. I get stage fright at the when I'm at a fast food window ordering. I mean, when I've got other folks in the car, I got to order for them. I got to admit, you can do whatever you want. I won't get rattled. Put me at a fast food place to order, and I get stage fright. But anyway, the nicest fella, he gets everything exactly right. He insisted that I continue with the order in detail, and he'd get it all fixed. And I'll be darned, we get up there, a fella named Jose, and he was the nicest fella, got everything exactly right. And I'm thinking, you know, this country still works. You know, it's easy to forget. It's easy to forget it occasionally. This country still works. And we got some people. Oh, sure, we've got some beauties. There's no question of that. But we've got some great, great people. And Jose at the Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise there in Middletown is one of those people. Getting me through an order at a fast food deal is a big deal. And he got it done. And he did it with great cheer and efficiency. And anyway, small business is working in this country, and it's really the backbone of what we do. You know, people start focusing on all these corporations and all this nonsense. They don't produce the jobs. Small business produces the job. Now, with that background, I just want to say the National Venture Capital Association is all excited about Nancy Pelosi because she's driving through two bills, H.R. 3567, H.R. 5819, trying to take money away from traditional small business. And Lloyd Chapman is the president of the American Small Business League, and he, among others, is pretty annoyed with the Speaker of the House. Lloyd, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on your show, Lou.
What in the world is she, what's she thinking about? Putting you in competition with the National Venture Capital Association? What's that about?
Well, I think it's about a lot of money. I think it's about campaign contributions. And I think about your story at the fast food restaurant. When you went to the restaurant, you weren't lobbying the restaurant. You gave them money, they gave you food.
You bet.
Pelosi's turning Congress into the same thing where the National Venture Capital Association is giving her money. She's giving them legislation they can make money off of.
That's amazing. Well, you guys are lobbyists. You work with her all the time. You work with Congress all the time. How could you let this happen?
Well, there's not much we can do. You know, small businesses don't have the kind of voice in America that these, I'll have to say, billion-dollar venture capitalists have.
Well, we'll give you a voice. I'll tell you what. I love the middle class of this country. I love all Americans. But the middle class is what makes it work. Business, small business in particular, is what makes this great country work. And you let us tell us what you need done here. What the heck is going on with her? She's out of her cotton-picking mind.
She sure is. In fact, here's something you can do. Get Nancy on your show.
Oh, she's scared to death of me.
Oh,
she's... No. I don't sit there and do some kabuki dance, little foo-foo nonsense, you know, like some of my brothers and sisters in the craft do. Oh, Madam Speaker, how are you today? No, I say, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah.
You got a 9% approval rating. You can't... You've screwed up a vacant lot. And that should have been an absolutely magnificent success, given the election of 2006. You're just you're even worse than the idiotic Republicans who were leading the do-nothing Congress 2 years ago.
That's right. She wrote,
so for some reason, she doesn't like my attitude.
I love your attitude. In fact, let me tell you something, Lou. We need more people out there like you in the media, more people like you in government.
Not in government.
Well... You're a hero to the middle class, and there's so few people like you, and I want to thank you.
Well, that's, I appreciate that. Well, Lord, what are we going to do here? This woman is out of her mind, okay? So what can the independent nation do here? I mean, there are millions of folks out there listening to us right now who are looking at our websites, talking about these issues because they care about this country and what happens. What can we do?
Let's cause some trouble.
All right. Now, that's where most of us live. I like that. If we can make these folks uncomfortable who think they can just step all over the American people and the American dream, let's go get them.
How about we have everybody call Nancy Pelosi's offices?
All right.
And tell her what we think about her giving small business contracts to billionaires.
All right, let's do that. You know what we're going to do? We're going to put on LouDobbsRadio.com, we're going to put up the telephone number for Nancy Pelosi's office and the email. So if you want to do, and the issue is, let's frame it this way, small business, how do you want to frame the issue?
Well, let's just tell her, you know, that we don't want the Congress, the democratically led Congress, to pass any legislation to give federal small business contracts to billionaires and venture capital companies.
You got it. By the way, here, just as you're doing this, Nancy Pelosi's number, if you want to give her a call, 202-225-4965, or in her home district, 415, her district office, 415-556-4062. And if you want to email her, it's sfnancy@mail.house.gov. Now, we're going to have this up on the website so you can let her know that you don't want small business money going to venture capitalists and billion-dollar investors, and maybe save it for traditional small business who can use it. I want to say, Lloyd Chapman, thanks for being with us. Let's talk soon. Let's keep a progress report. We're going to put all of that out there. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks a lot, Lou.
Thank you. Lloyd Chapman, we're going to talk to you about this and more. 877-55-DOBBS.